black people would have been, I think, would have been very, very satisfied to maintain, but just make sure it's equal. And that's where the problem lay. R.R. Moton High School, a joke man with a couple of tar paper shacks, which were unsightly. And compared to the Farmville High School, you know, this is the idea of separate but equal. Books so torn apart. In one case, a friend of mine who's supposed to teach chemistry, man, the only books he could get, he had shreds and particles and pieces of books. And by linking up in his classroom, he'd pass out what he had. By linking up together, the kids were then able to get together enough material to. These books had been discarded by the white high school some years before and passed on to the black school. Now, this points out the weakness and the corruption of the principal, who was black. This teacher, friend of mine, not knowing the chain of commands, his brand new teacher, went to the superintendent and said, look what I've got to work. I can't work with it. How can I teach chemistry with this junk? And immediately got a brand new set of books for his classroom. Now, the point of this is this. That principal could also have done that, but it was better for the principal to report a surplus at the end of the school. That happened